From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of April 4th, 2016. This week, we feature another mystery sound. Have a listen for about 20 seconds and see if you can guess what common amphibian is making the thunk sound. And here's a hint. This animal's looking for a mate, but not the famous Muppet, Miss Piggy. If you guessed a green frog, you're right. Despite the common name, this frog sometimes looks more brown than green, and some individuals may even appear blue. One of over 100 frog species in North America and 27 species in Virginia, green frogs are found throughout the Commonwealth and the eastern United States, inhabiting shorelines of streams, ponds, and lakes. In Virginia, they breed from May to midsummer. And that's when the sounds you heard are used for attracting mates and defending territory. If you happen to surprise a green frog, you might also hear a characteristic squeak that they make when jumping away from perceived danger. Green frogs eat a variety of insects, crustaceans, fish, and other animals. Indeed, according to one account from the Virginia Department of Game and Inland Fisheries, a green frog will eat any living thing it can capture and swallow. In turn, green frog eggs, tadpoles, and adults get eaten by various animals, including certain insects, fish, other frogs, reptiles, birds, and mammals, including humans. Besides their place in food webs and other roles in nature and science, green frogs also play some beloved roles in art and culture. Kermit, the green Muppet frog, is famous, of course. But a more recent example is taking place this year in Blacksburg, Virginia. There, 16 green frog sculptures will mark a trail through the watershed of Struble's Creek, a new river tributary. The creek and springs that feed it were important resources for founding the town in 1798, and the sculptures are intended to help educate 21st century residents about the past and present of local water resources. The ceramic sculptures will be bronzed, just right, because a variety of green frog found in deep southern states is called the bronze frog. We close with one more example of frog-inspired creativity, an instrumental version of Five Green and Speckled Frogs, a folk song used traditionally for teaching children to count. Thanks to Virginia musician Stuart Scales for this version. And don't miss the green frog imitation at the end. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, and information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close the show. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.